step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Crime Weekly News. I'm Derek Levasseur.
And I'm Stephanie Harlow.
How are you, Stephanie?
I'm okay. How are you?
we're in rough shape. I have a sore throat. You have a broken rib.
Well, it's like fractured, but yeah.
we're doing great over here.
Accident prone, yeah.
We're definitely struggling a little bit, but we're pushing through it. We're going to get it done. And as you guys can tell from the thumbnail, we're discussing the Idaho 4 murders again. This is a case that's really captured the nation for the right reasons. As parents, we're all sending our kids off to school and trusting that they're going to be okay, that they're in the right hands and they're going to be safe. But unfortunately, that's just not the reality. And this is an example of it here. And we're still learning more about this case as we move forward through the process of the trial against Brian Koberger, the alleged killer. And newly released text messages have shed light on the harrowing moments experienced by the two surviving roommates during the November 2022 murders of four University of Idaho students. These messages, detailed in recent court filings, are expected to play a crucial role in the prosecution's case against Brian Koberger, as I said, the suspect in the killings. We're also going to discuss the chilling 911 call, which was recently released as well. We've had a chance to look at some of it, but in case you haven't seen the messages or heard the 911 call, we're going to play them here. Anything else you want to add, Stephanie?
No, we were actually talking about this before we started filming, and I think I had the answer to your question. So I guess what I want to put light on here is sort of the timeline, because that's important. Because on the night of the murders, the two surviving roommates, who are identified by the initials DM and BF, they exchanged frantic messages around 4:22. And these messages actually went on from like 4:22 to 4:24. So this would have been approximately 5 minutes after the intruder is believed to have left the house, I guess. So what I'm looking at here as far as timeline is 4 a.m. was when Zanna Kernodal received a DoorDash delivery, and Zanna was one of the four victims. At 4:12 a.m., Zanna was active on TikTok. At 4:17 a.m., a nearby security camera recorded some distorted audio of voices, a whimper, a loud thud, and a barking dog. And 4:20 is we have a white Honda Elantra that has been connected to Brian Koberger seen departing the area at high speed. Now, the first time that surveillance footage captured this white Honda Elantra was 2:44 a.m., and he was near the vicinity of the home. So these texts were going on between the two surviving roommates. They started at 4:22, and they start with DM messaging BF saying, "No one is answering." Then DM also says to BF, "I'm really confused right now." And then DM messages Kaylee Goncalves and says, "Kaylee, what's going on?" Then BF, the other roommate, messages DM and says, "Yeah, dude, WTF." BF also says to DM, Xana was wearing all black. Then DM says to BF, I'm freaking out right now. And she says to BF, no, it's like a ski mask almost, right? So when BF says Xana's wearing all black, I think she's trying to reassure her friend almost, because the other roommate's like, hey, somebody's in here wearing all black. What's going on? Like, this is scaring me. And the other roommate's like, oh, Xana was wearing black tonight. And she's like, no, it's like a ski mask almost. And then BF says to DM, STFU, actually? Question mark. And then DM says to BF, like he had something over his head and mouth. I'm not kidding. I'm so freaked out. BF then says to DM, so am I. DM says to BF, my phone is going to die. BF says to DM, come to my room, run down here. Mm-hmm. So while this is happening, these two surviving roommates are texting each other. They clearly know that something's wrong, something's going on. There's somebody in the house, especially the roommate who saw, who we believe to be Brian Koberger, and that's why she's texting her other roommate, like, yo, I saw something, this is messed up. They were wearing all black. And the other roommate's like, oh, well, Xana was wearing black, you know, it could be her. And they're like, no, there's something going on. They had like a ski mask on, something's going on. Now, the 911 call doesn't actually happen until 11:58 a.m., and we're going to play that for you right now. This was just released, and it is really disturbing.
911 location of your emergency.
Hi, something is happening. Something's happening in our house. We don't know what.
What is the address of the emergency?
1122.
What is the rest of the address?
Oh, Kings Road.
Okay. And is that a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
Can you repeat the address to make sure that I have it right?
I'll talk to you guys. We live at the light, so we're next to them.
I need someone to repeat the address for verification.
The address, 1122 King Road.
And what's the phone number that you're calling from?
What's your phone number?
And tell me exactly what's going on.
One of the roommates has passed out, and she was drunk last night, and she's not waking up.
Okay.
Oh, and they saw some man in their house last night. Yeah. Hi, this is.
And are you with the patient? Okay, I need someone to keep the phone. Stop passing it around.
Can I just tell you what happened, pretty much?
What is going on currently? Is someone passed out right now?
I don't really know, but pretty much at 4 a.m.
Okay, I need to know what's going on right now if someone has passed out. Can you find that out?
Yeah, I'll come. Come on, we gotta go check. But we have to. Is he passed out? Up.
Yeah. Okay, one moment. I'm getting help started that way.
Okay, thank you.
Someone to stop passing the phone around, because I've talked to four different people.
Okay, sorry, they just gave me the phone.
Is she breathing?
Hello?
Is she breathing?
No.
Okay.
You need to talk to them, Jay. I can't talk to them. I need you to talk to them.
Okay. Hello?
Okay. I have already sent the ambulance and law enforcement. Stay on the line. If there is a defibrillator available, send someone to get it now and tell me when you have it.
Say that again. There's a police here right now.
Okay. If there is a defibrillator available, send someone to get it now and tell me when you have it.
We don't have one. I think yet. Do you have a defibrillator? Yes, we have one.
Are you talking to the officer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let you go since he's there with you and can help you.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's tough to hear. We've obviously heard worse 911 calls, but do you want to talk about this call a little bit, kind of break down what we hear in conjunction with the text messages that you read before that?
I mean, first I want to ask, like, do they train these 911 dispatchers to be absolute robots? Robots who are completely frustrated with the people calling? Because I feel like we run into this so much, and I feel like if the first person that these people are talking to on the phone had some like ability to be more like compassionate and calming and not act like, you know, like customer service during the busy season of Christmas who just is done and doesn't want to do their job anymore, it would probably be easier to get information out of these people if there was just some, like, I don't know, humanity exhibited. It's very frustrating. And I know that's not the point, but it's very frustrating because, like, yes, the dispatcher doesn't know what's happening. It could just be a drunk kid or whatever.
Yeah.
But the fact is, this roommate is seeing her friend dead in front of her. And she's like, please stop passing the phone around. I've talked to like four people right now. This is ridiculous. Like, it's just, it's infuriating to hear and knowing what these poor girls went through and like what they have to live with now. And this person that they're talking to get help can't even summon up like any kind of bedside manner.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up because I'm sure a lot of people feel the way you do. And I haven't been in law enforcement in a long time. So I think as I've become more separated, I also forget how it was when I was on the job because I've had to work as a dispatcher. You know, when the dispatchers are on their breaks or there's one unavailable, we have to work dispatch that day. And I think the first thing we can point out is obviously the dispatcher on the other end doesn't know what's transpiring. They
yes.
don't know what's going on on the other end of that phone. And as a dispatcher, and I'm going to talk about this call specifically, but just in general, as a dispatcher, our number one responsibility is to gather as much information as possible, make sure it's as accurate as possible for a multitude of reasons. One, we want to make sure that we send the right services, ambulance, law enforcement, et cetera. We also want to do our best to make sure we understand the dangers that might be present for the officers when they arrive. Is there someone with a gun? Is there someone with a knife? Like, what are the circumstances that they're dealing with? And we also want to know what's going on at the call currently because that can increase the sense of urgency. There's a code 1 call, a code 2 call, a code 3 call. Obviously, someone not breathing is going to be a code 3. You want to get their lights and sirens as fast as possible. And in that, there's also danger for the officers and the firefighters and the EMTs because now they're traveling at a high rate of speed on small roads. And you're not only putting the officers at danger, but also the civilians that are driving to work or driving wherever they're going. So it's a big decision for the dispatcher to make that call to say, hey, I'm sending you guys code 3 because God forbid that officer strikes and hurts a passenger vehicle, that can come back on that police department and the dispatcher. Now, with this call in mind, there's some things as a father, as a civilian, I've been spoken to this way by officers and by dispatchers. It's unpleasant. As an adult, nobody likes to be spoken to like that. I didn't completely understand why she was so frustrated about multiple people speaking to her. I would want the most articulate person on the phone. So like the male that got on the phone, I could understand him the best. So personally, I would have liked him on the phone because it's like, hey, man, you seem like you're calm right now. Tell me what's going on. So I didn't understand that part of it. But there is, I think you described it perfectly, kind of like this robotic approach to it. And I do think there could be some more emotion with it and maybe a little bit more humanity, as you described it, in these calls. But I can see over time how these individuals get desensitized to these types of calls. So they do become robotic because this is probably her 30th call that day. So I think at best, the way she handled it, that's what we can hope for. Although in a perfect world, I would like to see a little bit more empathy, a little bit more emotion, a little bit more, like you said, just humanity is the best way to describe it, where it sounds like you and I, like, hey, what's going on? Do I think in hindsight, without knowing this person, realizing what was going on the other end, maybe she would have been a little bit more sympathetic. But there's no way of her knowing that. So I see both sides to it. I'm not trying to, you know, kind of skirt the fence here. It's tough. It's such a difficult situation. But the number one thing is to get the accurate details of what's being reported for everybody involved.
Yeah, I just feel like if you hear somebody and they're clearly
distressed,
you know, distressed and can't even focus and they're crying and they're breathing heavy, like they're panicking.
Yeah.
The human in you would be like, okay, calm down. Like,
yes,
everything's going to be fine, to want to get them to be calmer so that they can give you accurate information and not sound completely frustrated and pissed off at them, which is, if somebody's already in that situation, going to just cause them more, because now they're like, oh, I'm not doing this right, but they can't make their brain do something when they're in, you know, they can't make their brain be logical and calm and give, you know, very detailed, factual, calm information when they're in such a heightened state. So not helping them get down from that heightened state doesn't seem to be helping the dispatcher get what she needs to get. So, and like you said, she doesn't know what's going on.
Stephanie, and I don't disagree with you, by the way. I don't, because I do think this can have an adverse effect where you're trying to gather as much information and as possible, and you want to be accurate. By you talking to someone like this, it can actually cause them to kind of clam up and not say anything, because now they're frustrated with you. Now, fortunately, in this case, you have young adults on the other end, so they're more willing to be spoken to like this. But I can tell you right now, if you're an adult on the other end and you have an adult speaking to you like this, it absolutely can frustrate you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, who are you talking to right now? And then now they don't even want to speak to you.
And if there had been nobody else there, like a neighbor or that guy, there might not have been as easy of a way of getting, because the guy's the one that was like, no, she's not breathing, right?
Right. He was the one who was able to do it. But let's actually talk about that, because, well, first off, you have the text messages and you kind of weighed in on that. And I agree with you. And like you said, the question I had was, it seems like the conversation kind of transitions where they're talking about Xana, but then you hear Dylan say that it was he, and we had talked before the recording that clearly, and I'm going to say Brian Koberger, because I do believe it's Brian Koberger.
Yeah.
That's just my professional opinion based on everything I've seen. I believe that he covered himself basically head to toe. And I had described it as basically like a ninja mask almost, where you could only see his eyes. And that would make sense. He knew what he was going there to do. He went in there with these intentions. He wanted to avoid detection, apprehension, and identification as much as possible. So if you know you're going into someone's home, you're going to try to cover yourself as much as possible. And you can see it going back and forth here, and obviously they're putting it together. And I believe when we originally covered this case, we talked about this. We were realist about it, where you have four young women, college age, living in a house. There's no secret. We've seen some of the video camera footage from previous incidents where officers have responded to this address for parties. There's nothing wrong with it. They're doing what every single one of us did in college. There's people coming in and out throughout the night, and you see some crazy shit at college. So when this is all going down, initially your first thought is, one of my roommates are having a crazy night. Something's going on. But then there are things that occur, like a dude being dressed head to toe in all black and having a freaking ski mask on, where you start to realize this isn't like those other things that I've experienced. So I know there were a lot of people initially who were saying that the two surviving witnesses, something wasn't right with them. Something wasn't lining up. Were they involved? And I pushed back pretty heavy on that initially. I'll push back on it even more right now. Clearly, this is two young individuals who have never had their friends murdered in their home. This isn't something that a normal person should have to experience. Right. So as they're processing it, like you said, with the 911 call, this is all happening for the first time. And what was interesting to transition to that 911 call is from some of the photos that we have seen, one in particular, the blood dripping out from under the vinyl siding. That must have been the other room and not Xana, because to me, it looks like, at least it sounds like I should say, there wasn't as much blood as I would have expected, because initially they thought she just was unconscious.
Yeah, exactly. That's also something that got me, which is like, it appears there's a lot of people, at least more than one person, observing this body right now. And they continue saying she's not waking up, she passed out. There's no sign of what happened to her?
Yeah, or maybe she was covered. Maybe the room, even though it's later in the morning, it's still dark in the room. You know, you have those room darkening shades.
Yeah,
maybe
there's
only one window. And so they're more seeing an outline of a person. And, you know, they can see him a little bit, but it isn't until you pop the lights on that you actually see more. Now, me and you are sitting here and we could say, well, why wouldn't they turn the lights on? Again, in a moment of trauma, you do things that you wouldn't normally do. So we don't know the exact circumstances, but
maybe because she was in bed, there was blankets on.
Covers on her or something, yeah. Yeah, if Brian attacks her, he might have left the covers on.
Yeah.
But it does appear, without them saying it, that the male student that goes in there, he gets a little bit more up close and personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that moment where there's a little silence and then you hear him saying, get out, get out, get out, he is now realizing what has transpired here. And he wants everybody out of the room. Now, that could be because he doesn't want to contaminate a crime scene or be held responsible for something. It could also be that he knows the killer or killers could still be in the area. He wants to get out of there. I don't know what his thought process is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you could tell from that when he realizes the gravity of the situation.
Right.
And maybe, you know, the roommate was too kind of like, just stressed out.
Yeah.
She seems very stressed out to just think that maybe her roommate's not. I think there was something in her head that was like, there was a guy in here last night. We
Everything
heard some weird
clicking.
Noises. Everything was clicking, but
yep.
Not processing yet.
She wanted to get it out to the dispatcher.
Yeah.
And the dispatcher wouldn't let her, which, by the way, that part of it, I don't have an issue with. That's why she's saying, tell me about what's going on right now.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
It goes back to what I was saying is important for the dispatcher. The actual moment they're in, is there a threat to someone? at the scene? Is there a threat to officers? What type of services do they need now? The officers will get the report from what happened at 4 a.m. in the morning. And also, you don't really want them going through that with a dispatcher, even though it's recorded. You'd rather them give their first version with detectives on scene.
Yeah, she's trying to process, I think, in real time, and that's hard.
But I think you're completely right. In that moment, for Dylan, it's all clicking. Oh my God, she's unconscious now. I saw someone in the morning. Why didn't I respond to that? You know, all that's coming back to her where she wants to get it out. And it's just unfortunate because regardless of what happens here, I'm sure for Dylan and everyone else involved, they're always going to have those what ifs.
Oh, yeah.
But the reality is at that point, when Dylan saw Brian Koberger, it was already too late.
Yes.
What had happened had already happened.
Yeah. Well, with the DoorDash coming at 4.
Yes. The TikTok activity at 4:12 and...
Yes. And so I think it's interesting. Did she get the DoorDash? Did she forget to lock the door after getting the DoorDash? Was she kind of, obviously they'd been drinking, so she's eating her DoorDash. She's scrolling through her phone and she's, you know, caught by surprise.
Well, isn't it believed that he came maybe through the slider doors?
Yeah, I don't think that he's obviously claiming that he's claiming he's innocent and that he's been set up.
Yeah,
and,
please claim. Look at you doing the qualifying statements here.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I'm trying. He's claiming he's innocent and that he's being set up. I think that's it. You know, he was out looking at the moon and the stars.
Yep.
And it just so happened to be in the wrong place, wrong time. He's trying to get that bushy brows evidence suppressed. You know, he's saying, oh, we're relying on the eyewitness's testimony, which could be flawed. Maybe the intruder didn't have bushy brows. Well, just because you have bushy brows, dude, you're saying that, because if you didn't, you'd let that bushy brows evidence stand. This is a very transparent. To me, I'm like, why is this still going on? Why is this? It's been over 2 years.
I know.
Why is this dude, like, at some point, doesn't some higher authority have to be like, all right, enough, Brian, we're going to trial, all right? You and your lawyers are wasting the taxpayers' money. You're wasting everybody's time. You're delaying justice for the parents of these 4 students. Enough is enough. We've let you, you know, get your attention and play your little games.
It's time to go to trial.
This has been going on long enough.
I'm with you. I'm not going to add anything to that because I think for me it can sound almost a little bit cop bias. You know, because we always think we got it right. And I think hearing that from a civilian like yourself, I think holds more weight because I agree completely.
Oh, the longer you get, right, the more eyewitness testimony is going to be less reliable in a court of law. The more that this physical evidence is going to be less reliable and could become degraded. Like, it's just like they're killing time.
Well, this is what the defenses do. I mean, and everyone has a right to due process. Everyone has a right to a defense. So I know for the people that, you know, start to come in our comments like, oh my God, he has a right. You know, he could be innocent. I get all that. But as Stephanie's saying, it's not about whether or not he has a right to due process.
How long, man?
Yeah, how long do we wait? As you said, the victims, their family members, their friends, they have to, there's no resolution. There's no ability to move on because they're still going to have to relive all of this during trial. So
this is November of 2022 happened.
2022, yeah.
This is crazy.
3 years this year.
It's going to be, 3 years this fall, but we're going on like 2.5 years now.
It's crazy.
Because he was arrested a month after. It's not like it took a year to arrest him. He's 2.5 years, dude's been arrested and sitting here every other day in the news. Brian Koberger's lawyers say this. Brian Koberger and his lawyer. I don't give a shit what Brian Koberger and his lawyers say anymore. Save it for the trial and
let's see that.
Let's see what you got to say, because there's no more preparation. You already had the house destroyed. Already now we have a site we can't bring the jury to. We can't, like, you know, integrate them into that night that it happened, because that crime scene's gone. And so much time is passing that I think what the lawyers are hoping is that the emotional response dies down. But I'm going to be honest with you. For me, it's just getting worse, because now I see what you're doing. Not only did you kill these 4 young people, but now you're just keeping everyone hostage with your stupid legal tactics that are transparent while we all sit here and wait for some justice to happen. And I'm getting more aggravated.
Well, in his defense, this is a win for him, right? He has nothing but time. So he's gonna prolong this as much as possible, because there's no incentive to go to trial.
But there has to be a cutoff point.
Yeah, I agree. And in the defense, they're going to try to get every little thing thrown out because they realize how strong this case is against Brian Koberger. Now, I will quickly say, And I don't know all those specifics, but I did see something that came across my feed where there was some DNA that was extracted or taken from under the fingernails of either Kaylee or Zanna. I apologize. I don't remember who, but I don't believe it belonged to Brian Koberger. Now, to me, as someone who's done these cases a million times, that really doesn't matter. You're expecting DNA to be under the fingernails of these victims from other people. There's DNA everywhere.
You know how much DNA is under my fingernails right now? The DNA of everybody I've touched, the DNA of my children, like the bank teller whose hand I shook. Come on, man.
Yeah, but so, but I'm not saying I'm not saying let's rule it out. Let's discredit it. To your point, great. There's something compelling presented at trial, and let's see if a jury of Brian's peers agree that that's enough reasonable doubt to basically say he's not guilty. Let's go with it. That's fine. But let's not play this case out in the court of public opinion. Let's go to trial. Let's get a resolution. Either he's guilty or he's not. And let's move on.
I know that I think last month they said his trial was slated to begin in the summer, but they haven't given a date yet, right? And based on what he's doing, I think that he's going to try. He and his legal team are going to try to even push that back. So
I wouldn't doubt it.
But well, fingers crossed this summer.
Yeah, well, we'll stay up to date on it. Obviously, we're waiting for that resolution too for the families. They deserve it. The whole community, they deserve it. And I am sick of seeing Brian Koberger's face at this point. He's not the only one, but we've talked about that in previous episodes, actually last week. So any final words from you before we move on from this one and start our new episode for this week?
No. I mean,
we could talk about this for another hour.
We could talk about this forever. There's so many stupid things that Koberger's defense has used, like, we have to limit the use of the word murder at trial. We have to limit that. Okay. Like, come on, man. It's a murder trial. Your client, whether he pleaded guilty or not guilty, he is on trial for murder. What happened to those four students is murder. And you don't want the word murder to be used? Get the hell out of here. So yeah, I have nothing else to say. I have tons to say, but I won't. And we'll save that for next time. And hopefully when the trial starts, we'll get some more insight. But yeah, that's all for now.
We want to hear what you have to say. So weigh in down in the comments below. Let us know what you think about this case. What do you think about the 911 call? What do you think about the text messages? We want to hear your thoughts. We will be back later this week with a new series. It's going to be the Jennifer and Adriana Wicks case. It's a fascinating story. We can't wait to share it with you. Until then, everyone stay safe out there. We'll see you soon.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.